A flock of American white pelicans soaring high in the air is a truly majestic sight. Extremely buoyant given their large size, these birds appear to glide effortlessly with rising warm air currents known as thermals. As they slowly soar, they move in graceful circles, occasionally flapping their wings and alternating leaders for their V-like formations. Aldo Leopold articulated their flight beautifully, writing, "Let a squadron of southbound pelicans but feel a lift of prairie breeze. They set wing, descending in majestic spirals to the welcoming wastes of a bygone age." I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon. This week, we enjoy the American white pelican. This is Bay Birds. Adult white pelicans are one of the largest birds around. They weigh around 16 pounds and have an impressive 9-foot wingspan. As their name implies, they are primarily white, but their wings have a distinctive black edge that can most easily be seen while flying. They have a long bill and a bright yellow-orange extendable pouch for catching prey. During the breeding season, their bill and legs become bright orange. Their head has white plumes, and both adult males and females develop a thin, flat horn on their beak that is shed after their eggs are laid. Many assume the white pelican fishes in similar manner to its close relative, the brown pelican. But not so. While it does share the comically large bill and pouch, white pelicans don't dive for fish. Instead, they dip their heads underwater and scoop up their prey. They will frequently be spotted fishing cooperatively, forming a circle to concentrate a school of fish and then dipping their heads underwater simultaneously to catch the corralled fish. In the process, they take in both water and fish, then hold their bills vertically to drain the water out before swallowing their prey. Although they primarily feed on fish, they have been known to scoop up unsuspecting frogs and salamanders in the freshwater lakes. White pelicans are long-distance migrants, traveling as far as Central America and Honduras for the winter, but can generally be found along the Pacific and Gulf coasts during winter as well. During the summer breeding season, white pelicans head inland and form breeding colonies on remote, treeless islands in Canada, the Northern Great Plains, and the Mountain West. But they may also breed as far south as Southern California and the Texas Gulf Coast. Although white pelican populations are on the rise in many areas, their populations steadily declined through the earlier part of the 20th century. The primary cause was nest failure due to habitat loss and degradation, but predation, flooding, drought, and disturbance were also probable causes of population declines. White pelicans are usually found resting or breeding near lakes, bays, rivers, estuaries, marshes, and beaches. Loud motorboats and low-flying airplanes passing too close by can cause adults to scatter, and if this happens during nesting season, adults have been known to abandon a colony, leaving behind eggs and young to perish. White pelicans are currently protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918 and are classified as a protected species of special concern by the California Department of Fish and Game. This is primarily due to the gregarious nature of white pelicans, making them more susceptible to massive die-offs from polluted breeding grounds or quickly spreading disease. Back in 1996, at the California's Salton Sea, over 8,500 white pelicans perished due to the spread of avian botulism throughout the colony. What can you do to help protect these majestic creatures? Help protect the important wetlands and lakes they depend on for breeding, and certainly steer clear of white pelican nesting areas, especially if you're on a boat. And the next time you see a graceful flock overhead, simply take a moment to enjoy their presence and be thankful that, so far, they seem to be making an amazing comeback. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.